From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The top U.S. commander in Afghanistan, General Stanley McChrystal, is out. President Obama made the announcement after hearing about disparaging remarks the general and his aides made about members of the national security team.
We need to remember what this is all about. Our nation is at war. We face a very tough fight in Afghanistan.
McChrystal is being replaced by General David Petraeus. We have more on this from NPR's Jackie Northam.
President Obama announced his decision to replace McChrystal following a one-on-one meeting with him earlier in the morning. Mr. Obama said he had respect for McChrystal and was saddened with the decision. But the president was also angry about an article for Rolling Stone magazine in which McChrystal and his aides made critical remarks about Mr. Obama and his national security team. Now, General Petraeus will be in charge of a war which has recently lost momentum. He's well respected amongst the Obama administration, and his appointment means that there will be continuity to the operation in Afghanistan. Petraeus may also have the ability to knit together the frayed relations between military officials in Afghanistan and their civilian counterparts. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.
Americans across the world are celebrating a stunning victory in the World Cup in South Africa.
There it is, the moment, deep, deep into the match to give USA surely a place in the last 16. It is
Landon Donovan scores a single goal against Algeria on a rebound 45 seconds into 4 minutes of injury time.
I'm shocked, and I'm so proud of our guys, man. Unbelievable.
The U.S. advances to the second round. The Federal Reserve says the European debt crisis is affecting U.S. economic growth. Fed officials made the comment this afternoon at the end of a two-day meeting where they voted to keep interest rates where they are. More from NPR's Jim Zaroli.
The decision to keep interest rates at their historically low levels was widely expected. So instead, investors were focused on the Fed's statement. It said the recovery is proceeding and the economy is gradually improving. Businesses are spending significantly more on equipment and software, and household spending is constrained by modest income growth and high unemployment. For the first time, Fed officials alluded to the debt crisis in Europe. They said financial conditions have become less supportive of economic growth, reflecting developments abroad. Jim Zaroli, NPR News.
New home sales take an unexpected nosedive, falling 33% in May after the home buyer tax credits went away. Economist Diane Swank of Mesirow Financial attributes the fall off to high unemployment.
At the end of the day, it's all about jobs. It's about people qualifying for mortgage with income that's accountable.
The Commerce Department's report follows news of an unexpected drop in existing home sales. Last check on Wall Street, the Dow was up 6 points at 10,299, NASDAQ down 8 at 2254. This is NPR. CNN has named two new hosts to take over its 8 p.m. slot on weeknights, former New York Governor Elliot Spitzer and the syndicated columnist Kathleen Parker. As NPR's David Folkenflik reports, the show represents the channel's latest effort to capture primetime viewers.
The show's premise sounds like an echo of the touchstone ideological debate program Crossfire, banished just a few years ago by Jonathan Klein, the president of CNN's American Network. Kathleen Parker is a conservative columnist who won this year's Pulitzer Prize for commentary. Elliot Spitzer was a crusading Democratic state attorney general who became a bare-knuckled political brawler during his brief stint as governor. Klein now promises viewers what he calls a lively roundup of all the best ideas, an implied contrast to the primetime conservatism of Fox News and liberalism of MSNBC. Interestingly, CNN's announcement omitted all reference to the episode that gave Spitzer national infamy, his resignation as governor amid the disclosure he had been a client of a Tony prostitution ring. David Folkenflik, NPR News, New York.
An international attempt at limiting whale hunting is at an impasse. That enables Japan, Iceland, Norway more time to keep hunting, perhaps hundreds of mammals a year. The three whaling nations offer to limit their catch, but they are against ending whale hunting altogether. Collapse talks raise fresh doubts about the effectiveness of the International Whaling Commission, a group charged with keeping whales from going extinct. Canadians and Americans were reporting being shaken at midday from a 5.5 magnitude earthquake today felt in Toronto and some U.S. states. No immediate reports of injuries. This is NPR.